18:06 slušate Radio Beograd. Jedan, izvolite svi unutra. Divno je u Radio Beogradu. Jedan, počeli smo nekim vanzemaljskim zvucima. Kažu umetnici u Beogradu da je trenutno ovde čovek koji je bog na zemlji kada je muzika u pitanju. To je Mark Olson. Mark Olson je ovde, donao je divne neke instrumente sa svojom predivnom ženom koja se zove Ingunn Ringwald. So nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Imaćemo radio session, poštovani slušalci. Slušali smo upravo single koji je juče objavljen. Thank you so much. It is an honor to have you in radio, in studio Radio Belgrade 1.
We're really happy to be here. We just got to Belgrade a few days ago, and I think that we're very familiar with your Olympic swimming pool.
Really?
By the River Danube. We've been there 3 times.
Nice.
And now when we come there, the people who work there wave at us.
Nice. They know you. Now, from that point of view as a swimmer, yeah. They are a famous swimmer here.
We're semi-famous.
Okay. Nice to have you. Imamo i Maju Cvetković, sastav i play. Poštovani slušalci, sledeće nedelje Radio Beograd 1 ide na Šabački letnji festival. Jako se radujemo da radimo emisije s ovog festivala, a ekskluzivno ćemo snimati koncert upravo sastave i play. I hvala ti, Maja, što si došla da budemo zajedno u društvu.
Pozdrav svim slušalcima, dobar dan.
Ko nam je ova slatka devojčica? Je li nam to drugarica, onako, publika? Dobro. We have audience. Now I will meet you all. Slušamo još jednu numeru. Ovo su premijerna izvođenja, jer album koji imamo u ruci, koji se zove Spokesman of the Bright Sun, će se pojaviti u septembru. Da bi uradili tonsku probu, slušamo još jednu numeru koja se upravo tako zove, naslovna.
Won't you stay by me, your voice, something you could feel? Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Be with us now. Don't send us with dark tear games to play on the black tar. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Spokeswoman of the bright sun. Be with us now.
You can hear Ingunn's vocal.
This is wonderful. Poštovani slušalci, upravo isprobavaju naši gosti. Prisustovat ćete radio sessionu Marka Olsona i njegove supruge koja se zove Ingvin Ringhold.
Ringwald.
Where are you from? It is wonderful.
I'm from Norway.
You look like one. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. We have to feature the prettiness more.
Da, promovišemo lepotu, naravno. Please, you hear some very strange instrument here, and thank you for, it is an honor to have you with that kind of instrument. Will you tell us what is it that you took to play here?
Well, I'm playing a harp from Armenia. It's called a kanun, and it has 77 strings. So sometimes if the weather is changing, my strings are changing, so I'm constantly tuning.
Kanun je instrument iz Armenije. Jako se zanimljivo štimuje, poštovani slušalci, on, kada gledate partituru na kojoj piše C, vi u stvari svirate D. Tako su upoređene žice. I just explain what you told me about C and D string.
Yeah.
And what we hear and what you play, in fact.
Yeah, I had to... Actually, we went to Armenia so that I could learn to play this instrument.
Really?
And I had a teacher for 6 weeks. And Mark had a teacher as well.
So well, what happened is we had friends in Van Nuys, California, because a lot of Armenians went to Van Nuys, California, and we lived near there. And then we had this situation with some immigration problems, and they said, go to Armenia. And so we went to Armenia, and we were there for 6 weeks with a foundation at a music school in the Lori region, which is Vanazor. And so we became familiar with the former Soviet education system, where it's 6 days a week.
Yes.
And they told us we have to work really hard. And it was wonderful. We'd never experienced anything like that before. And Ingen learned in that period of time this instrument. And we've worked it into on Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. It's on that song. So it's on two songs of all of our albums so far, and we just love to play with it. It's so much fun, and it was a unique experience for us. I think we're the only Americana band that has a little hint of Armenia in it.
They love the sound, I know it. It is a simple, almost the same as ours.
Really?
6 days to go to school. It was very hard.
Yeah, 6 days a week, and they're telling us
almost
you're not working hard enough, you have to go home, you have to study more, you're not doing well.
Yes, it was here.
Yeah, my teacher kept telling me, you're so lazy, you're lazy, you don't read the notes, you only hear with your ear.
Yeah, really?
Because I feel music with my ears. If I hear something, I can repeat it. But reading the notes is very... It takes so much concentration for me. It's not... If I were to choose the tradition, I would choose the... That kind of a tradition where you learn by hearing and not learn by reading.
That was our main.
Yeah, but she was giving me a hard time.
Our main problem.
Like in Serbia, it is the same.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, I had to tell
you. Our main problem was reading the notes because we grew up with the blues and we just learn without music, and then all of a sudden we have to read the notes, and we read the notes. But not good enough for them.
No, not
good
enough.
Never good enough for them. Just please let me translate to our audience.
Okay.
Dakle, ovi divni ljudi su se suočili sa sistemom školovanja i muzičkog školovanja u Jermeniji, koji je dosta sličan i našem školovanju, kada je i klasična muzika u pitanju, a inače imali smo radnih subota onoliko. Američki sistem je potpuno drugačiji. Ono što, na što se oni i šale je da prosto učeći note, morali su da čitaju note, dolaze iz cijela Amerike gde je nastao blues i prosto oni iskonski imaju svoje tonove, znaju šta rade, međutim ovde su bili jako strogi profesori u Jermeni koji su ih grdili i morali su da nauče note. Međutim, to je jedno divno iskustvo velikih muzičara. Ja moram da vam kažem, jako lepa priča cijela, uopšte doći, on, smatra Mark da je prvi put Amerikana izvođač došao u Jermeniju, što je nije mala stvar za širenje kulture i za prenošenje savremene muzike na razne teritorije. Mark nije prvi put u Beogradu, ali ovo je nam najzanimljiviji put. Pričat ćemo gde će sve da ide. Nebojša Petrović, mnogo ti hvala što si ga doveo. Pripremamo se i za koncert njegovu domu omladine 28. Jel tako?
Tako je, u petak 28. Hvala ti, kada će nam poziv. Petak 28. u domu omladine nastupit će Mark i njegova žena Ingun u sklopu turneje, letnje turneje po Balkanu, gde su još uključeno nekoliko koncerta, kao što je Siroku Kotoru i Imamo dva nastupa u Istri i još...
Umag, jel ima Umag neki?
Umag, da. Pazin i Umag, imamo Temišvar u Rumuniji.
Sjajno.
I tako.
We talked about your tour, the dates of the tour and the Belgrade concert. It was our plan. Majo, do you like it? Majo, kako ti se
da,
čini?
Da, vrlo zanimljivo, ali jedva čekam da zasviraju stvarno, pa da, da čujemo.
Please, what is the second instrument?
Okay.
Mark ima jedan jako zanimljiv
instrument. This is interesting. This is on, we'll play a song off the new album. It's called a Dulcimer, and it has four strings with the double string on the top. And it's the, Joni Mitchell played it. Yes. On a couple songs on her early albums. And I play it, I tuned it down. I just came up with my own low tuning to fit our music. And it's really nice. It's an instrument that was from the Appalachian Mountains. And those are mountains in America that were settled by Scottish and Irish people. So the music goes way back to Scotland and Ireland from a long time ago. That's the feeling of the music.
Thank you so much for that. It's better than Armenian.
It's
simple.
Different.
It's simple.
Simple, yeah.
Simple.
This is complicated.
It's complicated.
It is. It's a very complicated
thing. This is 1,000 years old. In fact,
yeah,
the strings are fishing lines.
Yeah.
From fishing.
Da, 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 canoe, da.
It's not like guitar strings. It's,
yeah, but it's
fishing.
No,
lines.
That's 5,000 years old.
Yeah, it's,
that's
it's,
very old.
It's old.
That's the harp from the Bible and before. That's yeah. It right there.
Thank you so much. Please, can we play?
Okay, Running Circles. This is off our first Glitterhouse record called Goodbye Lizelle. Friend mystery, a laughing dear friend. Tell you.
Sitan aplauz za ovo umetničko delo koje se izvelo. Slušate Radio Beograd 1, Pop Karusel. Naši gosti su Mark Olson i Ingan Ringwald. Slušali smo jedan fantastičan instrument koji se zove kanun sa prethodnog albuma koji se zove Goodbye Lizelle. Numera je bila Running Circles, druga po redu sa tog divnog albuma. Thank you so much. Please, Boga mi se da napakuje svoje. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. We really enjoyed playing. We don't like to not play every day. Every day we like to rehearse and do something with our music. That gives us a sense of a purpose, you know what I mean? So we're glad to be here and we're glad to come to your radio station and play. And hopefully we can do this in every town we're going to. That's sort of, for us it's really fun because we get to play the music the way we play it at home, without the big loud sound system and all that stuff. We just get to breathe and sing, you know?
Just let me translate. Dakle, kaže Mark da je smisao i umetnika da svoje pesme izvodi, i on njihov smisao je da probaju svakodnevno, i samim tim i ovaj naš eksperiment u studiju 1 Radio Beograda smatraju mnogo korisnim i voljeli bi da to mogu da rade u svakom gradu gde budu. Upoznat ćemo još jedan instrument. Dakle, kanun je instrument koji je svirala Ingun, a pomenuo je Mark Dulcimer. Dulcimer je instrument koji svirala i Joni Mitchell na početnim albumima. Ostali smo on dužni. To objašnjenje nastao negde u planinama Amerike, jako stari, čiji su doseljenici bili, koliko sam gledala, Škoti i Irci, i u svojim nekim zabavama, to su pretalentovani ljudi, su napravili jedan tako lep žičan instrument koji ima 4 reda žica, da, s tim što je prvi red dupli. Majo, to nekako podsjeća i na sklo basa, samo ne znam kako su poređeni tonovi. Da ćemo da...
Da, ne bih rekla da je baš isto.
Ne bih rekla, da, ali...
Pobre žica, da.
What would you like to play for us now?
This song is called Mary Frances Strong, and it's on our new album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun, and it's about a woman who was an author. So kind of our album title, Spokeswoman, there's a lot of women on our album, and this woman was an author that wrote one book, only one book, and it was a book about going around the desert looking for rocks, basically, but she had a philosophy about that, and her book was called Desert Gem Trails. And she lived near me, and I read the book, and I became fascinated with the book, and it took me many years to write this song. I said, someday I'm going to write a song about her. And then I finally did, and we put it on our new record, and it's called Mary Frances Strong. It's a tribute to a female author. That's how it is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Frances laid down underneath the tree she planted. Mary wanted to chase the earth and with care her broken hide. We can watch the river that soon will cross my a friend for all time, a friend for Mary Frances.
Mary Frances Strong, zove se pesma. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
It was amazing journey with
Thank you.
Poštovani slušalci, ovo je bila premijera. Premijera pesme koja će se pojaviti tek u septembru na albumu koji imamo čast da čujemo ovde i mnogo hvala Marku zbog toga. Please, I will get you to rest a little bit. But listen very carefully, because we will play E-Play, her band.
Okay.
Please. Majo, sad ćemo da pustimo našim slušalcima i našim gostima da se upoznaju sa našom elektropop na muzičkom scenom na kojoj ti vladaš. Puno si putovala, non stop si na festivalima, stižeš da radiš i operativno oko Mixer House-a, sve, puno si snagi. Ne znamo dakle ti snagost.
Pa da, eto, sviramo puno, dosta se i srećemo na festivalima, evo, baš smo sa repetitorom bili, Nebojša bio sa njima u Crnoj Gori, to je bilo stvarno super, super, ne znam kako je vama bilo, ali nama je bilo fenomenalno da ste ostali, kada smo nas vozili čamcem po jezeru, to je bilo baš dobro, bili smo u Plužinama, onako vrlo zanimljivo jedno mesto koje nema često koncerte, možda jednom u 10 godina, ne znam, ali ovo je bila prilika gde smo mi svirali promociju Bedem festivala. Tako da je bilo baš zanimljivo. Svirali smo dosta koncerata i svirat ćemo nadalje. Ono što sledi je Kikinda u subotu 22. i ono što najbliže tome je 29. Šabački letnji festival gde ćemo svirati 29. jula tačno u subotu.
Da, u subotu već od petka idemo žive emisije kada je Radio Beograd 1 u pitanju. Poslednju radimo u ponedeljak u 10. To ću sve da ti kažem, jako imamo lep plan za veliki za Šabac. Eko program, čućeš reklamu koju mi onako, koje se radujemo i onda možemo Divan dan da čujemo. Hoćeš Divan dan, jel
da,
to?
Da.
Hvala najlepše. This is Echo Block and her song. Please, for you to rest and to enjoy.
Echo.
Od 28. do 30. jula.
Dobro veče, Šabac!
Dobri ljudi.
Dobro veče, dobri ljudi.
Oazi dobre energije. Šabački letnji festival. 28. jul. Regionalna dečja filharmonija sa Jovanom Kolundžijom, Kal, Monster Sevdah Reunion, Darko Rundek, Markus Vorgu. 29. jul. E-Play, Bijesovi, Psihomodo Pop, Goblini, Funkerman. 30. jul. Stereo Banana, Babe, Urban and Four, Magdalena, Lehar, After Affair. Vidimo se na Šabačkom letnjem festivalu 2017. Ulaznice na svim prodajnim mestima Geekstixa, Didi Ticketsa i u Win-Win radnjama. Powered by Mixer.
Novi CD u izdanju PGP RTS-a. Tamara Žeželj, Oprezna. Omiško prut, ko te zna. U prodaju. Kaže, ljubav je s tobom, opasan.
PGP RTS sa ponosom predstavlja DVD izdanje Vlada i bajka sve naše godine. U prodaji. Eko.
Slušate prvi program Radio Beograda.
We'll be right back.
Slušate Pop Karusel Radio Beograda 1, bio je sastav i Play i svidio se mojim gostima, Inga nije rekla, baš se oduševila, vidim i Mark da jako lepo Majo reaguje. Jesi zadovoljna? Da, stidljiva si mnogo, priče malo sa ljudima. She's a little shy, but on the scene she's like a
dragon.
Like a dragon.
She's a shy dragon.
Yeah.
That's good. She plays the bass.
Yes, yeah. And sings.
Wonderful. And what kind of bass?
It is Ibanez.
Oh, yeah.
Four strings.
Yeah. I guess they make six. Yeah. I had a Fender Jazz. I used to play bass. Mm-hmm. But those were the days.
Yeah. Yeah. She's also a composer and she wrote the lyrics. She's everything in her band.
Beautiful. How many other people?
Four.
Nice. Keyboards?
No.
No, just guitars.
A lot of effects.
Yeah, effects. So,
yeah. Hvala. Upravo je Mark Olson obavio intervju sa Majom. Thank you for that interview. So much.
This is Radio Belgrade.
Yes. Thank you. Poštovani slušalci, poklanjamo vam i tri puta po dve karte za koncert Marka Olsona u 28. u Domu omladine. To je isto divan poklon. 3225299, je li tako, Srki? 3225499. Izvolite, hvala i na tom poklonu. Ne samo muzičkom. So, we will play again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like to play now?
We'll play a song called Poison Oleander. Another one with the dulcimer. Ready again?
Should I look out the same? Shine.
poison oleander. Little poison oleander.
Divno. Thank you so much. Poison Oleander, otrovni Leander sa albuma Goodbye Lizelle. To je prethodni album, još uvek aktualan, pošto novi će se da pojaviti tek u septembru. Numera, album je inače proglašen za jednom od najznačajnijih Amerikana albuma, ne samo te godine, nego uopšte, kada je Mark Olson u pitanju, donao je upravo istraživanje sa instrumentima koji su ovde u studiju, koji su donali istraživanje u novom zvuku, kada je sa Ingen krenuo na putovanje put ne samo Jermenije, već i Afrike, Azije, raznim predelima. Sve je to rezultiralo tim divnim ljubavnim albumom. Kažu kritičari, a i mi se slažemo i sa ove tačke, da nije samo najpozitivnija ploča njegova, već uopšte. We tell our audience about Goodbye Lizelle album. It was one of the best Americana albums lately, and you made it through a travel across not just Armenia, but some other countries and Africa and everything. And you experimented with the music, and it is so positive album, not just for you, but for all of us. That was my opinion.
Yeah, because it came from something negative, where we had immigration problems, and she couldn't come. We're husband and wife, but we couldn't live together. So then we called. We had friends that lived in different countries, and we went there. You know, there's today the airlines are pretty cheap. So, and I guess my mom stayed at my house, and then we just tried to live wherever we could. And I had this little tape machine.
Yes.
And I went around with this tape machine, and we worked on the songs and worked on the songs and worked on the songs.
And love take you out. Love makes this album.
Yeah.
In fact, this is it.
Yeah, it was hope that someday we would figure it out. And now we figured it out, and we figured out that maybe.
Then you finished in Serbia and Armenia.
No. Maybe we should have come to Serbia. We should have lived in Europe the whole time and not worried about anything.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe so. But I was stubborn. You know, if somebody says you can't do this, you say, hey, I want, you know, what do you mean? My woman can't come to America? No. I was very angry about all that. I didn't like that. That wasn't nice.
Yes.
So, but we tried to turn it into a good thing. We really did. And we made the music, and we worked on the music. I made myself work on music all the time. And she knows that. Inga knows that. And because I didn't want to sit there and just be upset, you know.
Yes.
I wanted to do something positive. And Glitter House is a very good label, and they put out Goodbye Lizelle, and then they put out my new album. And we feel very fortunate that we can go around and play music still. And with, you know, the way the music business is very strange now, you know, with everything being internet. And it's very different. It's not like it was with records and everything. So that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. Yeah. Just please let me translate your story. Album Goodbye Lizelle je nastao u stvari iz protesta prema situaciji u kojoj su se našli, pošto je Ingen Norvežanka i ona nije mogla da dobije američko državljanstvo, bez obzira što su oni muž i žena. Onda su oni rešili da uzmu svoj portable magnetofon, to je Mark uzeo, i krenuli su da putuju, da istražuju, da to bude vid protesta. I u stvari Goodbye Lizelle je jedan od najznačajnijih Amerikana i alternativnih albuma poslednjih godina, je u stvari album nade, i zato i jeste pozitivan album, pun ljubavi i pun nade, gde su oni rešili da se bore za svoj status, a ne da sede i da protestuju. I just explained that your love story. Would you like to play more for us?
Sure, why don't we play one more with the canoe, Ingen?
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Until she opened the canoe, you can hear one more song from Maya.
Yes, let's do it.
Thank you so much. Dakle, dok otvaramo nove instrumente, vraćamo se kanunu, to je stvarno jedinstvena prilika da imamo takav instrument ovde. Omiljena pesma, u svakom slučaju jedna tako radio friendly pesma, Iluzija, koju volim da čujem i na koncertu Maja. Subota, koliko sati Šabački letni festival je i play?
Subota, ja mislim, u 20 časova. Tog dana sviraju Goblini, Psihomodo Pop, Bjesovi i play i još nekoliko mladih bendova koji su poznati po Bunt Rock festivalu sa RTS.
Tako je. Počinjemo prvo sa Iplem, pre toga da vam kažemo, dakle, petak, pre nego što stignemo u Šabac, idemo u Domovladine. Nebojša, koja je sala u pitanju? Amerikana ili...
U klub.
U klubu. Idemo prvo u klub, izvolite, tri puta po dve ulaznice u petak, koliko sati?
U 21. Koncert će otvoriti Željko Markuš iz Pacifika, inače poznati kao gitarista Kristala.
Bićete na spisku 3 puta po 2. Evo, to je 3225299, 3225499, Srbi kaže. Da objasnimo malo bolje. Izvolite Iluziju da se naštimujemo.
We'll be right back.
Suzija, sad ste vi play. Spojili smo nespojivo, ovo je stvarno neverovatno što se događa, ali je opravdano divnom energijom i toliko se i Mark Ingen trudi da sa Majom naprave lep kontakt. Sviđa im se svaka pesma koju su čuli i eto, zato je imalo smisla da muzika je jedna, je li tako, Maja, u krajnjem slučaju, da. Tako treba
i universal language.
Da. Thank you so much for telling so many nice words to Maja and E-Play, her band.
Oh,
thank you so much
good.
For that.
Yeah, we like music where they spend the time and make the sounds different, you know?
Yes.
Different sounds on the instruments is cool.
Would you like to play for us one more time?
I'll try one more with the canoon. This is called Jesse in an Old World.
Kažu da je Bog na zemlji, upravo Mark Olson. Mnogo vam hvala. Srđan Manojlović, Žarko Bovan i Katarina Eštrin, žele vam svako dobro slede vesti u 19 časova.